Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
Here's an important election update for the City of Sonoma residents.
The November 3rd, 2026 election will mark the city's first district-based city council election. This year, voters in Districts 1, 3, and 5 will elect their city council representatives. Districts 2 and 4 will vote in 2028. Interested in serving your community? The nomination period for city council candidates is now open and closes Friday, August 7th. Candidates must be registered voters living in the district they wish to represent.
Not sure which district you're in? Use the city's online district finder or contact the city clerk's office at 707-933-2216. For district maps, candidate information, and election details, visit sonomacity.org.
This community service message is brought to you by
KSVY Sonoma, your community radio station.
It's us again, Curly and Curlier, with your entertainment spotlight. My name's Tim Curley.
I'm Lauren Brenner Curley, a.k.a. Curlier, and we're here with a brief peek at music this week. On Friday, at Murphy's Irish Pub, Chris McConan plays at 7:30.
At the Spasjani Theater at 8 p.m., it's the Ronstadt Revival.
And at the Sonoma Speakeasy, Old School with Niecy Robinson at 8 p.m. On Saturday, at Gurkey Wines, Sofia De Leon Sanchez plays at 5 p.m.
At the Spasjani Theater at 7 p.m. is a special showing of a movie called Peter Asher Everywhere Man in preparation for the Sunday show.
Which is a Peter Asher concert, right?
Right.
And then over at the El Verano Inn at 8:30 p.m., it's Coffee Park. On Sunday at the Spasjani Theater, The British Are Coming, a concert with Peter Asher and Jeremy Clyde at 2 o'clock.
Also at 2 o'clock is the final show of Sonoma Arts Live production of Once Upon a Mattress.
And then over at the Plaza, Sonoma Sundays on the Plaza with Honey Knuckles at the Gridson Amphitheater, put on by Music in Place at 2 o'clock.
Kind of a soulful Booker T and the MGs kind of deal. I'm really looking forward to hearing that.
And coming up at next week's Tuesday Night Farmers Market, it's A Little Petty, and that is featuring one of our very own KSVY hosts, James Marshall Berry.
On lead guitar.
Now, before we sign off, we have to say that while we occasionally get paid for involvement in some events, we don't get paid for mentioning them here.
And cancellations happen, so everything we've said is subject to change. And speaking of change, you know what we say.
Don't forget to tip the bands. And that's a wrap for this week's Curly and Curlier Entertainment Spotlight. I'm Lauren Brenner Curley.
I'm Tim Curley. I'm Real Live Entertainment News every Friday in the Sonoma and Dex Tribune.
The following show is brought to you in part by
Kenwood Hearing Center's hearing practice in the North Bay, committed to improving the hearing health of patients. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
16600 Winery and Tasting House, located at 589 First Street West. 35 years ago, Phil Koturi set out to prove that organic grapes simply make better wines. Beyond the health and environmental benefits, organic farming allows the terroir of the vineyard to shine. Winery 16600 is Phil Koturi's vision of wine from the vineyard to the glass. For more information, you can call 721-1805 or go to 16600.com.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Old records.
Off the shelf.
You were now tuned in.
Off the shelf.
And we putting it on wax.
Are we ready?
You ready, killer? Tell me when you're ready.
Off the shelf.
Off the shelf.
Now, even in these digital days, true believers have never given up on analog.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. See, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better
What's good, Sonoma? Hey, welcome to another Friday. It's time for Off the Shelf. We're doing something a little different tonight. I'm here. My main man, Bob Taylor, is here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As well as Ronnie Joe Grooms. Mm-hmm. And we're officially kicking off the Off the Shelf telethon. You guys ready?
Yes. Let's get in it.
It's KSVY summer fundraiser going on right now. And we're trying to raise $5,000 by next Friday. And I would love it if you guys could help us do that. I've been doing this show for 2.5 years. I serve on the board here at KSVY. I host a show, and I give $20 a month to KSVY. I pay $5 per show to be able to do this. So I hope that some of you listening, if you're a regular listener to my show or you're a regular listener to KSVY, that it's time to open up your heart, put some love in it, and send it over our way.
Thus the opening track.
Thus the opening track. Yes, Bob has solved the puzzle of the first track.
That's my job.
Yeah. So basically what's going to happen is we're going to be monitoring donations here in real time. So you can go to ksvy.org, click on the Donate Now button. It's right there. You'll see it. Okay, that'll take you to another page where you can put in your information and a credit card, and that money comes to us. Or you could come down to the studio. Shout out to Brad. Came down here and he said, "I don't want to hear any slow turntables. Here's $20."
You haven't told him the warning.
But you don't know the warning yet. So if you follow me on Facebook, you might have seen the warning. But my turntables actually visited me in a dream a few nights ago. And they said, "You know what, man? We've been working hard down at KSVY. And, we feel like we need a little bit of appreciation here. You know, my turntables, you know, they work hard, 2 hours a day, 52 weeks a year, 2 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They play 33s. They play 45s. You can change the pitch on them if you want to do a little mix. And they're about 25 years old, and they work just as good as the day that I bought them. I've never had them serviced. Have replaced needles, of course. But what we're going to do is give the turntable some love. We're going to show some respect. We're going to support KSVY because we know that community radio is the most important thing going right now. As I look around and see the smoky skies from the Woodside fire, which is still active and ongoing as far as we know, the smoky skies bring back a lot of memories for a lot of us. And they're not always comforting memories, but you know what is comforting? Is knowing that KSVY is going to be here giving you the information that you need about your town and about your community and your county, right? Because when the emergencies come down, that's really when community radio serves its greatest purpose. I mean, playing music is great and fun and all that, but we need, Sonoma needs a communications hub. Okay, and we need your help to be that here in this community.
We had a little test run yesterday with that too.
Yeah,
there's a fire at Salt Point. I forget what they call it, and
Woodside, I believe.
Yeah, and it expanded fast because of the wind and the uphill terrain, and it was pretty far out. We didn't need to talk about it here. Even though it is up there, very much northwest of us.
Yep.
Once they got into the evacuations and once the smoke started billowing into our own valley, then we turned on the reporting.
Yep.
So I had Nick come down and make a little recording, letting people know it wasn't here.
Yeah.
Because I looked out my door. I'm like, is that in Glen Ellen? But it was Salt Point.
And even that's nice to know is like, okay, if there's something going on, we're seeing smoke obviously from everywhere. Where is that a threat to me?
And
turned on KSVY, you'd know that it wasn't.
The question is, there's smoke in there. What's going on? And sometimes we're like, we don't know. There's nothing here.
Exactly.
I mean, my first step when I saw the smoke billowing over the mountain, I suspected, but I went immediately and looked at all the cameras and the look inside the valley. There's no fire here.
Yeah. Watch duty right away, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I trip out on the communication chain, the game of telephone. You remember the game of telephone when we were growing up?
Totally. And that's like watching, the Bay Area channels during the fire coverage. Or like, well, we heard that that's something, but we don't have anyone there, actually.
So even it's like it's almost, you know, the skill of it, the art of it, the science of it all have to come together. And we're part of an emergency, communications plan. And, yep. and in the middle of an emergency, even the best laid plans can, fail, right?
Absolutely.
And so, even if people get behind us today, it is also, it's supporting, being a node in the whole. I just wanted to use that word today, Bob. Node.
The word of the day. Yeah. When everyone screams when he says node. And,
but for example, one of the important message we went from not necessarily reporting the fire, but having to report the smoke, having to report the air quality. Because if you're out there and you have pre-existing condition for some of this, you should not be out in it. You might have to plan accordingly. Because some people don't have the option of, well, I can't not be out of it. So they might have to grab a choice or grab a respirator, grab some filtration, grab an N95 mask.
Last night I was stuck trying to remember that number.
The N95.
I was like, what was it?
Yeah.
47. Yeah. 57.
And that's the other thing we do in an organic way, just by talking about N95s, it gets back on our radar because we have the habit of human beings to fall asleep, feel safe. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, it's about being in red alert, but sometimes it's our off time and we do have some time to actually talk about the plan and what are we going to do and what supplies are we going to need. These are important conversations, even though we have them in a colloquial way. People pick up on it. Number two, on top of talking N95s, Bob was right to point out to folks and kind of get it out there. Hey, chill, everybody, because what were they doing? They're calling 911. That was overwhelming.
Right. Oh, because of the smoke, right?
So now I have questions where I want to call a few emergency communications officials and experts. And Bob can probably speak to this a little bit, but it still amazes me that the 911, the 911 system was being overwhelmed yesterday to the point where they did have to come out and say, everyone stop doing that.
Right.
So that means there's already, there's this resiliency that's missing in that part. It's not a attack on anyone. It's just kind of understanding that these systems are systems and they do get overwhelmed and there's human beings around it. There's technology around it. Just interesting how the dominoes start to fall or the network starts to ripple and shake even when our neighbors might be experiencing things. It affects and then we can get to the power grid. And anyway. Up KSVY to be a resilient place that's, emergency communications and response is just part of the conversations we have around here all the time, emergency.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just so... we can kind of respond rather than react when and if we are in situations like we're in today.
Totally. And we just kind of went through as the board, which you guys are always there. Obviously, the executive director and the guys that do all the things here.
I take the minutes, brother.
Yeah, he takes the minutes.
I take the notes.
So, it's a constant conversation that the board is having with certain key members of our community. For emergency response, and I can tell you firsthand that that this town is very much connected in that way. Mm-hmm. And we're a piece of it. Ongoing connection. Yes. It's really a conversation.
There's nothing new, but we are trying to tighten up as much as we can. Right.
Yep. So that's one of our number one goals as an organization is to be here. Reporting the truth during emergencies that affect our town. Right. So on that note, I'm going to play another song.
Yeah.
And you guys all right now need to go, if you're listening to my voice, go to ksvy.org, hit that donate button. I will shout you out on the air. All I need.
Wait, what's going to happen if nothing happens?
Yes, let's reiterate.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah. If I don't get any pledges by the time this song ends, the 45s are going to start playing at 33. And if you know what that is, congratulations. If you don't,
you will it's know gonna, soon.
You'll know very soon.
Just how the song
okay, go to ksvy.org. Smash that donate now button.
They can come down too, Nate.
Give what you can.
If you're up for that.
Yeah, come down. We're at 680 West Napa Street in Sonoma. Already had Brad come through.
Checks to KSVY. That's all you need to jot down.
Yeah,
that's
if fine. You bring cash is cool. We'll try not to spend all of it. Inappropriately, but guarantee.
We're at 1,992 right now. We're trying to reach 5,000 to unlock a $5,000 matching donation challenge.
So your money goes twice as far right now.
Yep. We can double it. But Nate, personal goal today on a show is $1,008. So
I need 10 people to give 10 bucks a month, mm-hmm. or I need 10 people to drop 100 bucks, or 100 people to drop 10 bucks. I don't care, however the math works out, but help us out. Send us some coin.
KSVY.org.
We're going to be watching. Okay, and we'll see. The turntables are going to get upset if we don't get donations.
By the way, Nate did ask that I set up a computer for him so he can see donations coming in real time. Mm-hmm. You can make your donations anonymous. That's totally fine. But if you do have a name there, he'll be able to see that and shout you out. You can dedicate donations too as well on GiveLively. So you could dedicate it to this show. You could dedicate it to the one and only Bobby TV.
That's right.
Big love, everybody. More music off the shelf.
KSVY.
Forever.
right, the turntables are staying at 45 thanks to a generous donation from Alania. Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting KSVY. Everybody else, KSVY.org. Donate now. Sorry to interrupt the music, but a good friend of the station just gave us $500 just now. Shout out to Gary. Thank you so much. If you want to, if that's something you want to hear, call us here at the station, 707-933-9133. I'll play anything you want as long as there's no bad words. Give us a call. Thank you, Gary. Much appreciated, man. The music shall continue. $500 got us halfway there to the goal. So the other thing I didn't share is if we get to $1,000, I'm going to play two copies of Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses at the same time. It was going to be Sweet Child of Mine, and then I realized I don't have two of them. Anyhow, thank you, Gary. Means so much, dude. Thank you.
So it feels good to know that you feel the same.
Listening to Off the Shelf with your host, Nate Lamar. Sponsored by
Kenwood Hearing Centers. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
16600 Winery and Tasting House. Winery 16600 is Phil Couturier's vision of wine from the vineyard to the glass. For more information, you can call 721-1805 or go to 16600.com. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Season with herbs instead of salt. Try curbing your salt intake by seasoning your foods with fresh or dried herbs. They're versatile and can spice up any dish by adding flavor without the sodium. If you absolutely need some salt, try reducing the amount and use half, or just adding a little pinch.
Folks like me
Hey, Sonoma Valley, join us for the event of the season and a Dolly Good Time. First Five Sonoma County and Community Foundation Sonoma County invite you to put on your dancing boots and help raise money for Sonoma County's Imagination Library, the local chapter of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. A Dolly Good Time is Saturday, August 29th at the Friedman Center in Santa Rosa. Enjoy barbecue from Sweet Teas, live music from Dustin Saylor, a silent auction, and dancing. Help put books into the hands of young readers and families across Sonoma County. Get your tickets today at dollygoodtime.eventbrite.com. See y'all there.
And now back to Off the Shelf with Nate.
All right, welcome back to the Off the Shelf Telethon. We are trying to raise $1,000 tonight for KSBY to unlock a full $5,000 matching donation. So we need your help to do it. We had Gary step up, and so we are over halfway there. So the turntables are going to play at the correct speed
the
for at least
turntables have returned
the first hour, and we got another donation here with a dedication. It is from Smooth Mofo in honor of Babadook. Thank you for donating. Thanks for putting your money where your ears are. So I know you guys aren't going to let Gary hog all the spotlight here. Mm-hmm. I need somebody else to come through. Doesn't have to be that much, but if you got the money and you value community radio, we're really laying it on thick tonight, asking for your help for you to take that step to put your money into the community. I mean, we have over 60 volunteers who do radio here. We always feature all the local nonprofits. Your money goes a long way with us. It has a lot of impact.
If you want to see what Nate looks like, too, you can come down here with a check.
I guess that's some kind of draw. I don't know.
You know, the other thing is, you know, if you do want to give, you can give constantly. You know, on that page, there's one time or there's a recurring. You can say, I can do 20 a month or I can do 40 a month or whatever it may be we're comfortable with.
Yeah,
what you do, right?
If I could get, five people to do... I need 25 people to do 20 a month. That gets us to a grand right now.
Right.
Actually, I think it's more like 23 people.
Mm-hmm. So this is coming from a CPA.
The treasurer of the board says, give us your money, please. It goes a long way and creates a valuable service.
You're also a tax man, and it is tax deductible.
And if you itemize your taxes, you may be eligible for a deduction for giving us money.
That's good phrasing. That's good phrasing.
You right? may, yeah. If you, we will. If you give us more than $250, we will send you an acknowledgement letter. It will be hand signed by Bob Taylor, who's next to me here. So, okay, you guys. So we're gonna play a few more songs, and when we get to the top of the hour, we need to see some more donations coming in. Okay, otherwise the turntables are gonna revolt, and we're gonna start playing.
Let's give a little sample to the people
of what it sounds like.
I think that would be.
Do you have King Tut?
Yes.
On 45? Because I'd love to hear that super slow.
I don't. But that would, if I ever found it, I would definitely grab it. Mm. I have the LP of that, not the 45.
All right, well, break your flow if you've got.
Okay.
I think I like it.
I know what I'm going to do. Okay, give me a second.
All right, this is KSBY 91.3 FM in Sonoma. It's Friday, July 31st. We are having a fundraiser here at KSBY. Looking for a piece of paper.
Just be on the computer there.
Mr. Man, can I have it? Oh, we'll just wing it. So we are trying to reach a goal of 5,000. By when, Ronnie?
Next Friday.
And that is, of course, to keep this, you know, we have to keep fundraising throughout the year to make sure that we can pay our salaries, pay our rent, pay our fees, pay all of our good stuff, pay our internet, and just keep it going like that. And so this funding is a great way to do it. Yes, it is a tax deductible write-off. If you're a business, you can do it and write it off in your business expenses. Lots of ways to go about doing that. And KSPY Summer Fundraiser is underway, and we'd love for you to support. You can go to KSPY.org, and right at the top there, you can click at donate. Does it say donate right now? It says something, and it goes to our Give Lively page, which gives the options of incremental donations, custom donations. You could even do recurring donations. So you could set a number, and it'll just ding your account once a month. Those are fabulous because those just help us out so much to, when we're going, okay, how much money do we have? Great stuff there.
But we know we can count on, a certain amount from our recurring donations, and that's super appreciated. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of the, there's this this DJ, his name was DJ Screw. A lot of people probably haven't heard of him, but he was kind of one of the first people to play 45s at 33, and to good effect. I understand it really started mostly in the dance halls of Jamaica, because it would thump the woofers so much more with that low bass, right? And then play it slower, and it just went crazy, right? So okay, so one of the classic 45s to play at 33 is Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Wow.
Okay, so this is what. So this is when it goes well. There are plenty of examples when it does not. All right. So here we go. This is
a little treat.
Jolene by Dolly Parton at 33
on KSPY 91.3 FM.
Everyone's like, don't donate. I want to hear this to the end. So good.
It just sounds like some dude.
Yeah, right.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can.
It's pretty haunting, though, isn't it?
It does. It's great. It's great. Love it.
Your beauty is beyond.
Only on KSVY.
Locks of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you.
You brighten up my day. reason why I'm full of joy since she came into my life.
Thank you.
tuned into KSVY 91.3 FM. Got a little Henry Mancini to put in the background here. So I'm in the studio here. Bob Taylor is on my right. To the right of him, we have Mike Adair from Moments with Mike. And continuing across, we have Ronnie Joe Grooms.
Hello, hello.
He's doing a James O. impression.
And greetings.
Yeah, exactly. So we're here to raise money, y'all, straight up. There's no way to sugarcoat this. KSVY is in the middle of its summer fundraiser. And what that means for you and how you can get involved is to make a donation. You can do a one-time gift of any amount, or you can do a recurring donation. If I could get 20 people to give $20 a month right now, I'd hit my goal for the night of $1,000, and then we get to listen to Welcome to the Jungle on 245 simultaneously.
Yes!
They call that simul-plattering.
Is that real? Oh,
yeah, it's technical.
It sounds good.
You had me going for sure.
I was like, that sounds real good, Bob.
I think that's what they'd call it if they called it something.
Simulcast.
That's Bob's next electronic project. Simulplatter.
Yeah. So if you listen to my show regularly, you may have caught a few weeks ago when Bonnie Tyler passed away, I played 245s of Total Eclipse of the Heart at the same time.
Yes.
And I really had to work to keep them in line because they did not want to stay there. In any stretch of the imagination. However, I think it's a thing worth revisiting. In fact, if I can get somebody right now to donate $100, I will play two copies of Grazing in the Grass by the Friends of Distinction at the same time.
That is an incredible offer.
Bam! $100!
Now, if you don't understand, can I say
wait, what scene? Is this?
It's a check for $100.
Are you kidding?
From my winery.
Oh man, dude. Awesome.
Mike Adair.
Rancho San Miguel.
Rancho San Miguel.
Rancho San Miguel Winery.
Yep.
If you like Zins, what are we trying?
Oh, we got a Petite Syrah.
A Petite Syrah with a little bit of Alicante, you said. Alicante Boucher.
And the other one is a straight up Zin. All Russian River. Anyway, that wasn't the point. That's not about me.
Well,
anyway, it comes from the winery.
Well, Mike has a couple of big loves, but I can tell you, it. Well, a couple is two. Music,
yes.
On vinyl,
yes.
And great wine.
Yes.
That's Moments with Mike every Sunday, yes. 7 Sunday. P.M.
Yo. 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mike is definitely part of the vinyl revolution here
indeed,
at KSVY.
Indeed. Can I set the stage a little bit?
I want to hear those 45s, bro.
Well, DJ Nate, it's coming up.
Go ahead.
He's getting set up. DJ Nate came in with, probably, rough guess, I'm going to say 100 hours of music.
Oh, yeah. You got how many boxes of 45s?
Yeah, so, you know.
You can be here till next week, easy.
Or if we put the number of 45s, how many do you think are there, Mike?
About 100 a box.
100 a box, with about 200
and 250.
About 250, 240 individual vinyl. Now, there was a time where that's what we had to do. We had to scrawl our music onto wax discs and then spin them with a needle. That is exactly what's happening right here in Studio A at KSVY for you every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. on Off the Shelf. Nate is a strictly vinyl type of vinyl revolutionary. Usually right after this program, longtime vinyl DJ with a massive library. It's like a labyrinth.
Yes,
you might even call it.
It's a cave.
It's a cave. It's the vinyl cave.
The vinyl revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. And so it's just a different way of collecting music. It also is a different way of playing and presenting music, which gives creative DJs, and like all of our hosts here, we have 12 channels of audio that we can send out via the microphones, via streaming devices, via our conversational devices like the phone or the Zoom. Plus, we have two CD players still here in the studio. We have the vinyl as well. And, I mean, so it's a lot of creativity right there. DJ Nate plugged
in. But you need to send in some money to keep us
vinyl.
To do this.
Well, I was kind of leading up to the fact that these instruments have been a part of our station for 22 years. Like, we are as frugal, duct tape and baling wire. When you make a donation, I can tell you, Bob Taylor and I can say this by working with Bob now for going on 6 years. he will make it work as long as it can. We will ride it till the wheels fall off.
I'm going to get a 3-day printer. So make my own studio.
Yeah, though. Exactly. Just start busting it out. We say, AI, make us the perfect studio. And just spit it out of the 3D printer. But amazing opportunity for creativity. All these tools let us do communication arts, basically. You know, it's media art. We love to play with the physical medium, the digital medium. You're supporting that play for 65 plus volunteers, not to mention the thousands of people who come onto our airwaves year round from the community in the region. DJ Nate has a treat for you just to let you know exactly what we mean.
And $120 walked through the door since 5 o'clock today, and for through the front door here, and then plus those wonderful donations of 500, 25, and another 25, and 100, all since 5 o'clock today.
Beating the drum. People took that threat seriously, man.
And the Ada Limon did her.
Ada Limon.
And she actually had a dedication. And you got it there, Nate? I can't see it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
So Ada Limon, who you may know is a former poet laureate of the United States.
Of America. She's also a Sonoma Valley High School graduate.
So,
yeah, she's a dragon.
She donated to KSVY in memory of Cynthia Limon. Which,
beautiful.
Very generous. Very cool.
Awesome.
Such a great community of artistic people and arts and music and poetry. And I know Ronnie's always on about poetry, and it's such a great thing.
Hey, the microphone and the spoken word that comes together.
They kind of go together, don't
That's
they?
That's right.
Okay, well, without further ado, should we listen to Grazing in the Grass in double stereo?
Simulplattering. Right?
Simulplattering, yeah. We'll trademark that one. Hey, Mary, if you're listening, can we get on that? Thanks so much. Okay.
Well, here you go, Nate.
Here we go.
I'll follow you. KSVY 91.3 FM in Sonoma. Let's see what you got.